No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. Everyone loves a good secret. We like to know secrets, and we love to be the first one to share secrets. Oh my goodness, let me tell you what Father Pius did before he left on his vacation. You're not going to believe this. Did that get your attention? Everyone enjoys a good, juicy secret. Secrets form a critical part of capital campaigns that hope to raise millions of dollars. All capital campaigns have two phases: a quiet phase, a secret phase, and a public phase. During the quiet phase, you approach major donors who can make a substantial gift. The campaign is secret at this stage, and major donors feel special because they know something that everyone else does not. And hopefully they'll give you a lot of money for feeling special. Knowing the secret makes them feel special. Have you heard of secret societies? One of the most prominent secret societies on university campuses is at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. It's called Skull and Bones. Among its members are the well-known William F. Buckley and Senator John Kerry. Who wouldn't want to be part of a secret society? It's knowing the secret that makes you feel special. In the gospel today, we see there's an aura of secrecy that surrounds Jesus. King Herod hears whisperings about Jesus, and apparently other people know something that Herod does not know, and he can't stand it, a secret being kept from him. When people say that Jesus might be John the Baptist raised from the dead, Herod responds, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. In other words, Herod wanted to be part of that secret society around Jesus, to feel special because he knew the secret about our Lord. But of course, not even Jesus' closest companions really knew who he was. They followed on faith, unable to penetrate the depths of the secret of Jesus' true identity and destiny. The only ones who were fully members of Jesus' secret society are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Only God knows God. My friends, I hope you too have felt like Herod at times and wanted to share in Jesus' secret society as much as that's humanly possible. I love that line in the gospel that says, he kept trying to see him. We too should want to try to see Jesus, to draw close to Christ, to know Jesus and to be known by him. But no matter how close we get, there will always remain a secret that shrouds Jesus from us. Jesus will always remain just beyond our reach. As Catholics, we too believe in secrets, but we prefer to use the term mystery rather than secret. Listen to the two key moments in the Mass when we use the word mystery. At the very beginning, the priest says, as we prepare to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. We're about to enter into the ocean of mystery, of God's love. After the consecration of changing the bread and the wine into Jesus' body and blood, the priest simply says, the mystery of faith. The consecration is both a miracle and a profound mystery. In other words, the more we know about the Mass, the more it remains forever an unfathomable mystery of faith. The same is true for prayer. St. Teresa of Avila, the great Carmelite mystic who climbed to the very heights of contemplation, said, the soul understands that without the noise of words, this divine master Jesus is teaching it by suspending its faculties. For if they were to work, they would do harm rather than bring benefit. And then she adds, the soul is being kindled in love, and it doesn't understand how it loves. That is, those who have plumbed deepest into the secret society of Jesus by contemplative prayer cease trying to understand the mystery of Christ, and instead they rest content simply in loving Him. Everyone loves to know a good secret because we feel special when we know something that others don't. That's why people belong to secret societies like the Skull and Bones. When you belong to the secret society called the Catholic Church, you learn that the greatest and most sacred secret was always love. Praised be Jesus Christ.